Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Well, good evening, everyone. Hello, hello, hello to our eLounge podcast listeners. This is your girl, Titania, checking in. And of course, I have my ladies in the lounge with me this evening, Annette, Shankara, and Kelly. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
So, y'all, it's June, and it's hot, and it's summertime, yeah. Summertime. So, we are so excited to kick off this month with our Rejuvenate, Pause, and Reset in the Entrepreneurial Community Series. We have a special, special guest in the lounge this evening. So, Cynthia Flowers, let me give you a little bit of background about Miss Cynthia. Cynthia Flowers is a health-oriented family and lifestyle brand entrepreneur who believes your life experiences and personal passions help to cultivate the unique brand of you. Cynthia is a graduate of Northwestern University, where she earned her Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. Her commitment to maintaining a healthy work-life-marriage-me balance throughout the years has been forged around her key and foundational priorities: faith, family, financial planning, and personal fitness. In 2016, Cynthia launched her company, Advocate Solutions Group, where she holds a distributorship with a groundbreaking health and wellness company that offers a customized online platform to help individuals optimize their health with nutrition and fitness science. In 2020, after becoming a certified health coach, she launched CMF Wellness, where she focuses on helping women and their late 40s, midlife moms begin to make themselves a priority again by learning to nourish their bodies, awaken their souls, and reclaim their power after having deferred their goals or neglecting their health while busy caring for the needs of everyone else's. Woo, you're talking to us, Cynthia. Cynthia's energy, enthusiasm, and example for how you design your unique, rich wellness roadmap is based on what she identifies as the key wellness quadrant of self, body, relationships, and financial health. She helps women cultivate these areas with her online programs, Evolve and the Midlife Mom Confidence Camp. Well, welcome, Cynthia, to the lounge. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm wonderful and excited to be here with you ladies. This is great. Oh, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. So you and I have been connected in other endeavors. So I'm just so excited to have you this evening in the lounge. And I'm telling you, I've been watching your journey, Cynthia. Amazing, amazing. So I gave the audience a little bit about you. So I want you to say in a few words, a little bit about yourself coming from you and why you specifically decided to focus on women over 40.
Yeah, so I guess that's because that's me in a nutshell. My wellness journey is really what's gotten me to this point of where we are here now today, just talking about our health, our wellness, and well-being. And as I was approaching my 50th birthday, honestly, is when I had just a huge transformation and transition, a shift in my thinking and my focus around how to be a better version of myself, I always say I was approaching that 50th birthday carrying 50 extra pounds, you know, unhealthy, unhappy, and really unsure about, you know, what the next phase of my life was going to look like. And I was just thankful that I found nutrition and fitness as a part of really getting back to myself. So that's why I know there's other women out there who are confused, who are frustrated, who have maybe delayed our own personal gratification by tending to our families, our careers, or, you know, all of those other things that are so important that we sometimes just put ourselves on the back burner and we look up and find ourselves, you know, in a particular predicament that is not necessarily where we want to be. And so that's what I'm focusing my energy on, helping other moms, midlife moms, women over 40, kind of carry them through that transition if they're looking to do that for themselves as well.
Man, I love that. I love that. And so, you know, the ladies and I have, we always talk about, I'm a big proponent, as you know, Cynthia, of just your health is your wealth. I truly believe that. If you don't care for yourself and your body, you cannot serve others. You just can't. You can't serve from an empty cup. And so I love that you're focusing on women our age, right? And so we poured so much into our families, and I can definitely relate, and, you know, spouses and children, and we've raised them. And now, you know, a lot of women have just said, you know, it's just time to reset and just focus on ourselves. And so I love that. So tell the audience, you know, I was reading your bio and the Rich Wellness Roadmap that I love. Can you speak a little bit about the four quadrants that you talk about when you talk about wellness?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, wellness is, it's a journey, first of all. So that's, you know, the whole concept of it being a roadmap. And then also just trying to demystify some of the confusion that we might experience. And so for me, I kind of broke it down into just these four key areas of focus. So it's really being our self-actualization. I say self is first. So in the process of evolving and transitioning, transforming, changing our thinking, all of that requires personal development and growth. So it's really an inward journey that we're working on ourselves just to be the best version of whoever we want, you know, what we perceive as a better version of ourselves. So it's not, you know, dictated by anybody else's standards. It's where we are. It's our opportunity to grow, to really find out maybe even our triggers, looking at some of the inward work, because honestly, it's not just the scale. You know, sometimes it's the things that are weighing on us that weigh us down, and it puts us in a cycle where we're, you know, maybe not making the healthiest choices. We're doing some things that are comforting. But when we start doing that real work, really peeling back the onion, as I say, and looking more inward, that's going to happen through that self-awareness, self-actualization, self-development journey. And then the next quadrant is our body. Of course, it's going to be those things where we know to do, you know, eat better, you know, make healthier choices, tend to our health, you know, do the preventative health things, you know, not just ignoring those numbers. You know, the scale is one thing to use as one of the biometrics, but our blood pressure, you know, our A1C level. I mean, we're in a age group, you know, the 40 and over, carrying, you know, extra weight. It's putting us in a predicament where we could be setting ourselves up for more illnesses just based on lifestyle. So if we can adjust some things, if we can learn to eat better, make healthier choices, we can focus on our body just by creating a process that's loving to ourselves. So just creating a system in there, you know, waking up at a particular time, hydrating our bodies, you know, doing our just our general daily routines where we may do affirmations or meditation, but just honoring our body and our temple in the way that we find is most nourishing for us. And so there are some basic tenets in that, but just really meeting people where they are and helping them to make a better choice each and every day so that it benefits them and, you know, start seeing the results as it relates to physicality. The other wellness quadrants are going to be what we're doing right here, right now, having better relationships, building community, you know, finding like-minded people to share in our journey. Improving our home relationships, our marriages. You know, for me, I've been married almost, it'll be 30 years next year, so 29 years this year. And I know that I've been waiting for a time and a season where I could maybe focus a bit more on me and my husband. You know, so I'm looking forward to the whole empty nesting season where, you know, and most of our kids are out. We have three young adults. Two are out independently. We have one and the girl in the middle who's still home, but working on her own career path and things of that nature. But it is a season where we can really recultivate things as it relates to our marital relationships and then navigating even that, the young adult relationships, and then really getting back to friendships. because when we're so busy, when we've been doing all of those things that we needed to tend to, some of those areas may have been neglected. And then, of course, you know, even our parental relationships, you know, there's relationships all around, and all of those connections, they really do feed into our well-being. If we have toxic, unhealthy relationships in any of those areas, it's something that we need to work on so that we can have a more balanced, be more, I can call it a homeostasis, you know, in all of those areas. We want it to be more balanced, more, less, I wouldn't say less toxic, but that's not really the word I'm looking for. It's more, it's just really nurturing, nurturing those areas of development. And then the final area for me is what I'm calling wealth being, because it does impact our total well-being. You know, how our financial house is set up. Are we happy? Are we living out our passions? Are we doing the things, the work that matters the most to us? You know, and it's not just about, you know, bringing in the money and the dollars, you know, making those dollars work best for us, those that we do generate, making those make sense. You know, again, work-life balance. But being strategic and, you know, putting our monies in places where it can grow for us and not create additional stress and burden where we're just, you know, trading time for dollars and going to the job and like the guy is, you know, time to make the donuts, you know, just in this conundrum that you're just constantly on that rat wheel. I just really feel like this is a season and a time to redefine that and to find areas and kind of look back and assess, you know, where we are in those areas and make some shifts and adjustments as needed. So those would be those four quadrants that I focus on, and just helping everyone know that it is, they're all interconnected. It's all interconnected, and they all have a value as it relates to our well-being.
That is, I'm sitting over here right frivolously because you dropped so many nuggets. I hope you all in the lounge are got your notepads out and just, you know, taking all these awesome notes that she is providing for us. You speak in my language. You know, I could talk health all day long because I truly, truly believe in it. But I'm going to let some of the other ladies in the lounge talk as well. So, Shankar, I know you had a couple of questions for Cynthia.
I do. Good morning, Cynthia. I'm like Tanya, I'm taking notes seriously over here because you said something that I think just summed it all up very well when you said creating a process that is loving to ourselves. And I know as women, we often put everyone else before us. I know that's been my story. And I think something just clicks when you get, I'm over 50 as well too. When you get to that point, you start to realize there's a me in here too. And I need to learn how to nurture me. And I'm just listening to some of the things you're saying, and they are so on point that I'm amazed, but I'm also very appreciative that you have zoned in on that and realized that, you know, we need to love ourselves, especially those of us who are over 40, or in my case, over 50. So that is awesome, very awesome. So I'm ecstatic to be having this conversation. Does the definition of fit change as we get older? And if your answer is yes, tell me why.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm constantly redefining fit for myself. You know, and it's interesting because what I like to do is really just I meet you where you are as it relates to those women that I've had the opportunity to work with. And one of the comments that really resonated with me was my client telling me this was so much more than just a number on a scale. This was so much more than weight loss. And that really made me feel good. And it's sometimes difficult for me to convey that to people, but I'm happy, you know, for us to have this conversation here. And whether, you know, someone is working with me or not, everybody should define what fitness, what wellness means for them. For me, it's a lot more active lifestyle. I may do, you know, some crazy gym competitions because that's what I need to get me going. And that's what I need to get to have a great response physically. But for a lot of ladies, it's just been about, you know, committing to yourself and having a ritual that allows you to move every day. And I don't care what that is. If you choose for it to be walking, okay, we're going to, you know, if that's your starting point, we're going to start there with walking. But of course, if your goal and desire is to lose weight, then we're going to have to define what it's going to take for you to get the results you're seeking. Because if your body's used to walking, you know, you can get those steps in, and that's not going to get you to a point where you're really truly burning calories again. So now we're going to look at you know, how to make it all make sense for your goal. And so that's why I say it changes for everybody. And then it, you know, it has to meet you where you are. So based on your current physical level, and based on your needs, your goals, your desires, what you're trying to achieve, that's for me how fit does kind of fit the definition of getting into fit. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's definitely an individualized journey, right? And that your journey is not someone else's journey. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is that correct?
That's for sure. You know, there's some basic tenets, you know, basic things we know, you know, about nutrition and hydration and sleep. You know, all of those things are going to matter for all of us. And then it's going to be just looking at where are you out of balance? Where are those things not in alignment? And then how do you make those adjustments to make it make sense with your lifestyle, with your schedule, you know, all of those things so that you are just, you know, starting to stay active and moving every day.
Wow. You know, that brings me to my second question, too, because we're talking about weight loss, which is something I'm on this journey trying to overcome. And I guess, you know, we've kind of said that fitness is defined differently for everyone, right? And so when it comes to weight loss plans and supplements, right, tell me, what are your thoughts on, you know, are they created equal from an age perspective? Are they not? And are there certain things you need to be looking for, right, when you're picking a weight loss plan or a weight loss supplement when you are a woman who is in the midlife part of her life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So first off, no, I don't think all things are created equal. I think that we have to have a level of discernment as we're picking and choosing which things are going to make sense for us. So we have to become those label readers. We do have to be a lot more, you know, conscientious. Just because, you know, this thing worked for this friend doesn't mean it's going to work for us, but partially because our goals may be different. Our age, our physical condition could be different. You know, if we're someone who's, you know, pre-diabetic, and diabetes is one of those things that's really rampant, you know, first of all, in the African-American community, and then, you know, with women over 40, high hypertension, diabetes, those lifestyle diseases are very common. So we have to figure out, you know, where we are. What is it that we need? What goals are we trying to achieve? And so as it relates to nutrition, we're always going to encourage eating better. Okay, so starting right there with us, you know, cleaning our diet up, getting rid of the processed food. So just, you know, really starting with cleaning up our pantries is really the first place that I always encourage those, you know, who are starting this journey. Looking at some of these things that we have in our cabinet, you know, recognizing and really kind of almost like telling on ourselves, because I'll look and I'll read a label and I'll recognize, oh my God, this has this high fructose corn syrup in here. This has this, and some of my favorite sauces, you know, our barbecue sauces, you know, if we had, you know, this is summertime and we're grilling, right? So we have that favorite sauce. If you look at some of the labels, and you'll start seeing some of these hidden ingredients. And that one particular one, the high fructose corn syrup, that one, I say, if we could get rid of that, if we could, you know, eliminate that from our diet, and start doing more whole foods that are nutrient rich, we'll start seeing a shift just from that one thing, you know, those few things in and of itself. Sugar is one of those things that's getting us, and so it's in almost every ingredient. So I just want to challenge everybody to just start reading your labels, just being a little bit more conscientious about that, and looking for some of those hidden culprits that are adding calories or adding pounds to our inches to our waistline, and unknowingly we don't recognize it in some of those. The other thing I'd say about nutritional supplements, as you asked, you know, are all things created equal? They are not. You know, when we think about supplementing or using, you know, vitamins and things of this nature, we really have to think about it from the category of
whole food, high nutrient rich quality food is going to be at the top of the list. So, you know, getting our green vegetables, you know, our spinach, our kales, our colorful phytonutrient rich veggies. So the colorful peppers and things of this nature, adding those things into our diet, you know, the good fatty, high omega-3 fatty fish, the salmons, and, you know, maybe a good mackerel or things, sea bass, those things that have this good omega-3 fatty acid in our diet. Everybody might not be inclined to eat that way on a regular basis. And so this is where the nutritional supplements may come into play. So right after the high food, the good quality food, if you're, you know, feeling like you're lacking or you want to close nutritional gaps, then nutritional supplementation, high quality whole food nutritional supplements would be the next category. So those are going to be vitamins and nutrients that are biodegradable. They're going to easily digest in our system. They're going to be real food. They might even actually have an expiration date. They're not going to be something that can sit on the shelf for 10, 20 years and still be expected to be of benefit to us. So, you know, I just want to say that if we, you know, buying in bulk, you know, at our Costco, we really need to know what we're ingesting. So making good choices, high quality things that are bioactive and really, you're going to do the job. You'll feel the benefit of, you know, using your nutritional supplements. So particularly people who have aches or allergies, you know, once they start taking good quality supplements, they can start seeing some improvements with that. And so this is just in combination with, you know, making good diet choices as well. So yeah,
wow.
But it's not all created equal, that's for sure.
And I can agree with that. I know whenever I cut the sugar and I cut the flour and the wheat, all that out, I see an immediate difference in as far as how my overall body feels. So I definitely know what you're saying is accurate. You know, this is really a really great conversation. But as always, we got to take a pause and we got to go pay some bills. So if you guys have just joined us, please stay tuned. I will be right back with Ms. Cynthia Flowers, who's talking about wellness. And boy, is she giving us some nuggets today. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XTD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XTD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-inclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world. The doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
Welcome back, everybody. This evening, we're talking about rejuvenating our lives all year round, actually. And who better than Cynthia Flowers, owner of Advocate Solutions Group, a wellness platform that deals with physical and wellness transformation. Now, Cynthia, I know we talked a lot about physicality this morning. I found my old step block the other day. I was like, Annette, if you're going to sit and watch Young the Restless, you can do something. You can move. But before we went to break, Shankar asked you about supplements. What about all these shakes that people are like, oh, you think three shakes a day, you're going to lose all this weight? I'm like, what are your feelings about those?
Yeah, my thing about all of it is that we want sustainable lifestyle changes. We want to do those things that we can actually live with, you know, and I don't believe, you know, living on, you know, three shakes a day is something that's going to be sustainable. You know, you may do that for a time, a season, a period, you know, maybe you're cleaning up your diet, maybe you're going green smoothies and you're really, you know, packing those, loading them up with good quality, you know, nutrients. So there may be a time and a place where green smoothies or, you know, something nutritionally rich as it relates to a protein shake could be beneficial. I use protein shakes as part of my regimen. I have it available. It might not be every day that I'm having a protein shake, but it's for those of us with busy lifestyles, it definitely is one of those options that allows us not to skip meals. And to be able to at least get that good quality protein. See, for me, it's protein. And I want to just hit on that as we were talking about cleaning up our pantry and eliminating things. We want to make sure that we're having, for me, I always encourage that everyone has a diet that includes each of the macronutrients. So that's going to be the protein, that's going to be our healthy carbohydrate choices, and then it's going to be healthy fats. And so all of those need to be a part of our diet so that our bodies can function. Our body needs each of those. The body's going to use, you know, the protein to really allow us to feel full and sustain our level of satiation. Like, we won't be so hungry. If we eat a donut or a bagel, let's say a carbohydrate, a bagel at the beginning of the day, it's not going to do that. That energy source is going to break down as a carb. It's going to, you know, give us a sugar spike. But, you know, a few hours later, we're going to be hungry again, or we may start having that sluggish afternoon effect where we're, you know, we're sleepy, we're tired. We don't understand, you know, now we want, you know, a Mountain Dew at this time to kind of spike us up again. And so that's kind of that whole sugar cycle. But when we're eating balanced, that protein, fat, and carb at every meal, small portions, to me, that's more of a sustainable lifestyle. And it's actually been liberating, and it's something that I can encourage for other, you know, those women that I'm coaching, that to really look at, you know, doing things that are sustainable, making healthy food choices. Some of these things may make sense in, you know, some instances, but to completely replace our diet with a liquid diet, I just don't see it being sustainable. And that's when we get into those yo-yo cycles. And this is really a time and a season for us to break that. You know, we've all done those sad diets. we've all been
yes,
there. You know, now we're looking for sustainable lifestyle shifts that we can live with, you know, and it's not about deprivation. Yeah.
Absolutely, Cynthia. Key. And I know Kel wanted to bring it in with some key takeaways as we wrap up this evening. Kel.
Hey, yeah. Hi, good evening, Cynthia. I have just been so enjoying this conversation. I mean, you have taken us from the inward journey, talking about our emotional and physical wellness, relationships, and how all of that impacts our physical relationship. But this has just been such a rich, rich discussion. And especially, you know, as an African-American woman, you know our story. We are disproportionately in the area of being unhealthy and having unhealthy choices. And there's so many reasons for that, right? Like, we can go back centuries to talk about that piece, right? As to why it is this way. So what do you think about that? What do you think about, in particular, African American women and our journey? And then how can we just get started on this journey?
Yeah. So with us as African-American women, I think we hit on it earlier in the conversation, is that, you know, we are those women who are the doers, the make it happen people. We are often so, you know, busy just making things occur, fixing the problems, solving and providing solutions. At least I know for me for sure that that was my story. And I found myself, you know, really putting myself on the back burner. I was busy being busy, doing all of those things for everyone else. And, you know, it was just really, I have to say, it's something about the as we're aging, when we come to another level of realization that it's so necessary and we are so deserving of now putting ourselves first. And I don't know that we had to make the sacrifices to realize how valuable we are, but that's just the story that, you know, even from looking, you know, back at my mom and my grandma, you know, it's really just that. We come from a lineage of individuals who, you know, may have almost to the point of martyrdom. You know, you've had to put so many other things ahead of yourself. And I would have to say, and I'm going to just bring this back too, intergenerationally, my young adult daughter, you know, my millennials have helped me to realize why it is so important, self-care, self-love. And if you guys have children, I think you know this too, they know how to love themselves a little bit better than this Gen X generation. And so I'm thankful for seeing those examples, you know, having that all come full circle. But so because I've earned my stripes, and many of us have, I'm like, you know, it's our time. We don't owe anyone any explanation. There's no apologies. There's no permission needed. And I'm using these words intentionally because they've been a part of my journey. And I really love the title Rejuvenation because it has been about reclaiming myself, reclaiming, you know, what it means to me to be happy, whole, and present. In my household, and, you know, relationships and my career path, all of those things, really, it's about us really, I guess I said it earlier, loving ourselves, learning to love ourselves the best way we possibly can. And yes, not apologizing for that. It's our time. It's our time to reclaim ourselves, and our health is where it all starts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? You are so right, because my daughter, she is all about taking care of herself. And, you know, where I'm from the generation of being, you know, so self-sacrificing and, you know, putting everyone else before me and, you know, not really looking at taking care of myself as much as I should. My daughter is the opposite. I'm like, well, the work still needs to get done. The work can wait. I'm going on to my workout. I'm going to the gym. And I'm like, what?
I love that. And I'm so sorry. I want to say that is scheduling you in all of that work. I tell people you have to schedule you. So put yourself on the schedule. I love that. They help us. They help us get it right.
That's right. Absolutely. So listen, Cynthia, again, this has been such a rich conversation, and I hate that it's got to come to an end. Oh my goodness. So many nuggets that you've shared. I love the four quadrants, as I mentioned earlier. You talked about the inward journey, you know, the importance of managing our numbers after 40, which is absolutely essential. Having better relationships, you know, your circle makes a huge difference in your life, your well-being. From your financial health, making sure that it's in order, making sure that we're happy. I mean, wow, Cynthia, you have dropped so many nuggets. And as we've said earlier, you know, I really, really hope that our audience have been taking copious notes and will listen to you again and again, because this has been absolutely awesome. So tell our listeners how we can reach you.
So I am CMF Wellness on all platforms. I love really helping, coaching, and motivating those women. I call them midlife moms, but you don't have to be a mom. I'm a midlife mom, and that's my perspective, but certainly looking to inspire women, you know,
mid-40s and beyond to live our best lives, healthy, happy, and whole. So CMF Wellness on Instagram, my LinkedIn, Cynthia M. Flowers, and Facebook, Cynthia M. Flowers. So yeah, my website, cmfwellness.com, should be up and active as well. So you can find me in all of those areas.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cynthia. And thank you for joining us in the e-lounge this evening. Hey, listen, you guys, all the month of June, we've been talking about rejuvenate, pause, and reset. And this has really kicked it off amazingly with Miss Cynthia Flowers, talking about our physical well-being. I want to share with you a quick quote from a therapist, Neil Donald Walsh. He said, "Health is an announcement of agreement between your body, mind, and spirit. Honor your body, keep it in good shape. When you are not healthy, look to see which part of you disagrees. Your body will demonstrate the truth to you. Notice what it's showing you. Listen to what it's saying." Hey, we're all about making sure we're taking care of ourselves so that we can live our best lives. Thank you so much for joining us in the e-lounge today. We will see you next time. Until then, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Elevate yourself to your best life. E-lounge, E-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life.